A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoloju, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samander UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. The time has come for your manifestation. This is your season of manifestation. Romans chapter 8, verses 18 and 19, the New International Version says, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. God is cognizant of your present suffering. He takes cognizance of that suffering. He knows what you are going through. But God is saying through Apostle Paul that these sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that shall be revealed. This glory will be revealed. The world is eagerly waiting, eagerly expecting the manifestation, the revelation of this glory in you. And we have seen the first step to the revelation of this glory. That is the deliverance of Son. You cannot be bound and manifest glory. You cannot be bound to oppression, to sin, to Satan, to sickness, and yet manifest glory. You have to first be made free. You have to first be liberated from this bondage, from this oppression, before you can manifest the glory of God. Remember the daughter of Abraham in Luke chapter number 13, beginning from verse 11. And the Bible says, and a woman was there who had been crippled by a spirit for 18 years. She was bent over and could not straighten up at all. When Jesus saw her, he called her forward and said to her, woman, you are set free from your infirmity. This woman could not be manifested. She could not lift up herself no matter how hard she tried. She could not straighten up at all because she was bent over, bound by the spirit, crippled by the spirit of infirmity for 18 years. For this woman to reveal the glory or manifest the glory of God, she had to first be set free from the spirit of infirmity. That was why Jesus said, woman, you are set free from your infirmity. Without being set free, it will be practically impossible to manifest the glory of God. You also must be free from infirmity, from sicknesses, from diseases. You also must be free from the things that regularly happen to you that takes money or resources from you. You also must be free from the forces that makes you experience breakdown at the point of breakthrough. You also must be liberated from the spirit of rejection, from the spirit of barrenness. You must be liberated from the spirit of miscarriage, the spirit, the forces, the power that have crippled you and that make you miscarry good things, even miscarry pregnancy. You must be free from these forces. And as the word of God is reaching to you this morning, you are liberated from such forces, from such powers in the precious name of Jesus. Woman, thou art set free from your infirmity. Woman, thou art set free from your bondage, bondage to decay. You are free now. You can now enter into your freedom and fulfill the purpose of God for your life. What am I saying? Whoever must be manifested, whoever must reveal the glory of God, must first be set free. And the Lord himself has set you free from every oppression of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Secondly, and very importantly, whoever must manifest the glory of God must break free from distraction. You must not allow distraction in your life and in your destiny. Distraction must be far from you, or you must be far from distraction. God wants to manifest you, but you must not allow distraction in your life at all. Distraction. The enemy can use people, can use humans to distract you. He can use busyness to distract you. These are the two principal enemies. These are the two principal agents that the enemy uses to distract people from their purpose and from their destiny. Let's look at people as a form or a kind of distraction in the lives of others. In 2 Kings chapter number 2, you read the story from verse number 1 of Elisha. Elisha was a servant to Elijah, the prophet of God. Elijah was about to be taken up to heaven. And Elijah followed him fully. And when Elijah asked Elijah to stay here in verse number 2, Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here. The Lord has sent me to Bethel." But Elisha said, "As surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you." So they went down together. Elisha was focused and refused to leave Elijah. In verse number 3, the Bible says the company of the prophets at Bethel came out to Elisha and asked, "Do you know that the Lord is going to take your master from you today?" "Yes, I know," Elisha replied, "so be quiet." These sons of the prophet, or these prophets, this company of prophets came out as a form of distraction. They came to distract Elisha. But Elisha said to them, "I know, hold your peace. Don't distract me. I am on a mission. I am going somewhere. Hold your peace." In verse number 5, Elisha also told the company of the prophets at Jericho, "Hold your peace. Be quiet. I know it. Hold your peace." In verse number 7, 50 men from the company of the prophets went and stood at a distance, facing the place where Elijah and Elisha had stopped at the Jordan. They were watching. All the sons of the prophet were watching to see what would become of Elisha. But Elisha refused to be distracted by this man. What am I saying? If the glory of God must be revealed and be manifested in you, you must avoid the distraction of men. There are people that will want to distract you from your purpose. There are people that will want to distract you from your goal. Some of them may appear to be well-meaning, but please refuse to be distracted. Don't allow people, even familiar friends, don't allow friends to distract you from your purpose. Don't allow neighbors, don't allow colleagues, don't allow family members to distract you from your purpose. Don't allow even your leader to distract you. Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here." What a distraction. Elisha could have said, "Well, this is my leader saying I should stay here." But he knew what he was after. So he said, "No, as the Lord lives and as you live also, I will not leave you." You have to be sensitive and be discerning to know when to stick, to know when to stay and not quit. You must be discerning to know when to quit. Some people quit when it is about time for their miracles. Don't quit when it is time for you to be blessed. Stay on. Don't forget Ruth. She stayed on with Naomi. She wouldn't let go. She refused to quit. She refused to be distracted. Do not allow anything to distract you from your purpose. Be convinced, be led, and be influenced by the Spirit of God, not another man. If you don't want to be distracted, don't allow people to lead you. Don't allow people to lead you astray or to make you leave the place that God has destined for your life. Someone was about to get a job, yet she was distracted by a prophet. A prophet told her, "If you travel today, you will die." But meanwhile, this young lady was invited to get a job and to get some money. She did not know. She was encouraged to go and jettison the voice of that so-called prophet after she had given her life to Christ. She went on that trip. She got the job. She got some money, and her life never remained the same from that time. Imagine the distraction. The prophet was going to distract her from her purpose. Don't allow anybody, don't allow anything to distract you. Don't abdicate the driver's seat of your life to anybody. You are a child of God. God speaks to you himself. So you do not need the voice of any spirit or any prophet to distract you or to speak to you when you can hear God yourself. A brother was to take up a job in a ministry. A so-called pastor told him, "Don't take it. How much are they paying in the ministry? You better look for your life. That place cannot pay you." So the brother declined because another voice told him, "Don't take that job." Is he the Holy Spirit? You must not allow any man to take the place of the Holy Spirit in your life. Be led by the Spirit. This is very important. Don't allow people to distract you from the counsel of God for your life. Elisha refused to be distracted. Don't be distracted. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray. I refuse to be distracted in life. Father, separate me from any man or woman who is a distraction on my path to destiny. Separate me from that man, from that woman, who is a distraction in my life, in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, that you will separate me from anyone who is a distraction to my purpose, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Eternal Father. Lift up your voice and pray. Holy Spirit of God, I refuse to abdicate the driver's seat of my life to any man. I concede direction to you. I hand over direction to you. Take over the direction of my life. Lead me yourself in the name of Jesus. Sweet Holy Spirit, lead me by yourself. Guide me in all my ways. I refuse to abdicate the driver's seat of my life to anybody. I abdicate to you, Holy Spirit of God. Guide me in all my ways. Lead me, Spirit of God, in Jesus' precious name. I pray for you in the name that is above all names, that you will hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, that you will respond only to the voice of the Holy Spirit. You will not hear the voice of a stranger. Any man speaking into your life or speaking against your life, any voice that is contrary to the voice of the Holy Spirit, I pray for you, you will not be distracted by such voices. You will not hear them in the name of Jesus. Whoever is in your life and destiny at the moment that is a distraction, I pray that the Holy Spirit of God will separate you from such a person in the name of Jesus. I declare the grace of God be released upon you to match you into your destiny. Like Elisha, you will not be distracted. You will get to the place that God has destined for your life. In Jesus' precious name, amen. The Wings of Grace Conference starts today, 5:30 p.m. at the Light Cathedral. I therefore invite my esteemed listener to join us as we receive great word of impartation that will manifest us and advance us in life and in destiny. You may wish to join this meeting on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Don't forget, the program runs from today till Sunday. The Lord bless you as you attend. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle is at Yemi Graceman. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adeloju, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.